Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Francis Alonso reporting. Pope Francis has arrived in Kenya at the start of a tour of Africa that also includes stops in Uganda and the Central African Republic. As we hear here, he was greeted at the airport with well-wishers singing and dancing and holding signs welcoming him to the country. His schedule in Nairobi Wednesday includes meetings with President Uhuru Kenyatta and a group of diplomats at the State House. On Thursday, he is to hold an interfaith meeting at the Vatican's diplomatic mission in the Kenyan capital. Later in the day, he will conduct mass at the University of Nairobi. Correspondent Jill Craig is in the Kenyan capital and says security for the Pope's visit is high.
The reports that we got from the Kenyan police chief was 10,000 additional police had been brought in for this event. And you can notice that you see it as well around. I mean, normally at a traffic roundabout, you'd have probably four policemen, sort of directing traffic. And now you've got double that, plus more police along the route. And then also many of the streets are closed down entirely based on wherever the Pope is going. So I would say that that the Kenyan security forces say that they've got things under control.
During the Pope's trip, the pontiff is expected to highlight the effects of climate change, having previously said the underprivileged are disproportionately affected by changes in weather patterns. The United Nations welcomed a peace agreement signed by two tribes in southern Libya and reiterated calls for the approval of a national pact to end more than a year of political crisis in the country. Qatar brokered the deal between the Tuareg and Tibu tribes in the town of Ubari, and it also calls for the return of displaced people. VOA News.